Moncrief on News Talk.
What colour suits you? Apparently, there's been a recent surge in colour analysis consultations, presumably for people whose partners won't tell them the truth. In a clear case of nominative determinism, this is Saffron Cullen's job. Saffron, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
How exactly does your job work?
So basically, I tell people what best fits off their natural features. So that's their hair, their eyes, and their skin tone.
Right. Okay. We missed about 50% of that, Saffron. If you could say it again.
So basically, I can tell women what colours suit them best based off their dominant characteristics. So that's their hair, their eyes, and their skin tone. So they play a vital role in what colours are going to suit us best.
Okay. And so is it how, if somebody has very pale skin and very dark hair, is it the combination of the way those things work in conjunction with each other?
Well, there's six different categories and each and every one of us will fall into one of them. So if you've light hair, light eyes, you're considered to be light. Then if you've dark hair, dark eyes, you're considered to be deep. And say for light hair, light eyes, you're looking at lighter seasons like spring and summer. Where dark features, you'd be looking at winter and autumn. Then if you have grey hair, you decide to get your hair going naturally grey, your hair would determine what season you would look better in then. So it would be winter, you'd be looking at winter seasons there. Then if you have like soft, mousy brown hair with green eyes, you could be looking at autumn. And if there's a grey green, you could be looking at summer. So there's a lot of variety depending on what colour your hair or your eyes are.
Right. So if you dye your hair, say, would you have to change your entire wardrobe? Could you then dye your hair and have clothes that don't suit you anymore?
Not necessarily. So, for example, if you're someone that has mousy brown hair and you've added some warm blonde to it and you've green eyes, you're okay. But if you probably have mousy brown hair and you've added a cool blonde to it, that blonde would probably be washing you out. So you have to kind of stay within your season. If you have a cool undertone, add coolness to your hair. If you have a warm undertone, add warmth to your hair.
Yeah. So would you be wearing different colour clothes at different times of the year?
I suppose, yeah. Well, you know yourself, during the summer, you want to be wearing brighter, more vibrant clothes. Then when we're moving into the colder seasons, we're looking at more rusts and browns and navies. But, you know, I think colour can look good all year round, you know, and especially it makes us feel better when we're wearing brighter colours or colours that suit us, really.
Yeah, because, you know, somebody might have... There's a, you know, relatively small palette of colours that suit them, but you get bored with that and then you want to wear something dramatically different, but that mightn't suit you at all.
No, exactly. But again, colour analysis isn't just about all the fun colours. We have a thing where we say your best neutrals. So your best neutrals are your soft whites, your stones, your taupes, your browns. Now, within your neutrals, everyone's hoping to wear black, but black doesn't suit everybody. But you have great alternatives there, like charcoals and stone, like a medium grey to work with. Maybe some khaki colours if you're autumn, in the autumn season.
Yeah. Do you get people coming into you who are completely colourblind and you have to break the bad news to them?
Yeah, or maybe they're feeling a bit lost with their fashion. You know, as we get older, we kind of lose our confidence in ourselves. And it might just be to revoke our feeling good in ourselves. So maybe you might feel like you've reverted to wearing black all the time. And you're just looking for that simple bit of knowledge of how to step away from black. And maybe when I put a mustard yellow on you, you might feel amazing. And you can see it in the mirror. You can see the transformation in their face. And it can just evoke them to think, oh, okay, I'm going to go out there and buy more colour. I'm going to put more effort into myself.
Saffron, thanks very much for talking with us today. That was Saffron Cullen there, who is a colour and image consultant.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.